One new wheelchair-accessible taxi has hit the streets of Philadelphia, and dozens more are on the way, though disability rights advocates say it's not nearly enough, as WHYY's Tom McDonald explains.
50 special wheelchair taxi medallions have been sold, and 11 more will be auctioned this year. But up until now, just 7 of the 1,600 cabs in Philadelphia could accommodate a wheelchair. Disability advocates were in hand in South Philadelphia as the new Dodge minivan was inspected and its medallion attached to the hood. Jim Nye, who's director of the Taxi and Limo Division of the Philadelphia Parking Authority, says unlike regular cabs, the accessible taxis will all have to be new.
Currently, a taxi cab can be placed into service up to 135,000 miles.
With only a handful of accessible cabs on the street, Alan Holdsworth says it's difficult for him to be sure he can go somewhere and get back home, too.
There's still a long way to go yet in Philly, but, you know, at least it's a start. But, you know, you'll never be a world-class city until you have an accessible cab service.
Parking Authority head Vince Fennerty had to use a wheelchair for a few months as a teenager.
I can remember when I couldn't get into a cab with a wheelchair when I was 18 years old when my mother tried.
Fennerty says he's supporting new regulations pending in Harrisburg that would mandate all city taxis become wheelchair accessible when they're replaced. I'm Tom McDonald, WHYY News.